Okay, so we are now in Dalet Amud Aleph, about a dozen lines up. We're up to Shimon ben Lakish Omar, about a dozen lines up. Just I did the last two, three lines quickly, so I'd like to just repeat. We were talking about what Goyim are allowed to give as a Nedava. So there's certainly a limitation on Goyim giving. On the bottom line of the previous page, we brought by Ezra that Ezra had certain limitations on Goyim giving. So what are those limitations? So Reish Lakish held that there are absolute limitations. That ain't Mekablin, not Petchila, not Pesayif, not Davar Mesuyim, not Ein Davar Mesuyim. Reish Lakish held nothing. Rabbi Yechanan wasn't much better. Rabbi Yechanan said that we're not Mekabel anything Petchila. When you're putting up a shul for the shul, you don't not Mekabel anything. And even Lebesayif, we're only Mekabel Davar She'ein Mesuyim. If it's, like I said, a chandelier or something that's distinctive, that people say, oh, the guy gave it, that would not makabel. It has to be a dover she'ena mesuyim, and only at the end. That was Rabbi Yechanan's shita.
If it's already up hanging, what does it mean at the end? You already have the
same thing. At the end, he says, the shul is running. Well, it gives examples if he's going to give the neiris. That's what it means at the end. You're right, a chandelier is more tchila. But it means he's going to give the neiris, so he's going to give the candles. The candles are a davar mesuyim.
No plaque. That's
no plaque. Okay. A guy, we don't accept a building from a guy. That's what we're saying. That we don't accept. A guy wants to give a building, we don't accept it from a guy. Tell him you want to give it, be Megayer, and then we'll take it from you.
So
let's see what the Gemara says. We're up to Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, about a dozen lines up from the bottom, on Dalet Amud Aleph. Shimon Lakish said, Bein B'tchila, Bein B'saif, Ein Mekabel Mehem, Loidav Mesuyim, and Loidav Shein Mesuyim. So Shimon Lakish said, we're not Mekabel anything. So let's see the Gemara inside. Masnisin pligi Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon Lakish said you don't accept from Goyim for the Beis Hamikdash at all. So our Mishnah, the following Brisa argues with him. The Tani Hakel Shavin Shein Noidrim VeNidrin says Goyim could make Nidarim, could promise to give money. That means they give the money. VeNidrin, they could be the subject of a neder. Normally, Nidra means, if I say, I'll give your worth to Hegdish. So you're the subject of the Neder. So Gemara will have to explain how that works with Goyim. Mm-hmm. But Akel Maidim, that Goyim could make a Neder to give for Nidrin. So we see Goyim, well, we're not talking about Hilchus Nedarim, we're talking about them donating. So we see they could donate. Pasar La, Ayla. So he answered, it's talking about a carbon Ayla. The rule is that we accept from Goyim a carbon Ayla. Nicha Nidrin, Ayla. Very good. Nidrin, they make a neder, that's an Ayla. Nidrin, Ayla. How do they become? Nidrin means as a subject of a neder of an Ayla. Ella, Kishama Yisrael, Hari Alai Ayla. Mishama Nachri, Va'ama, Mashama Se Alai. If a Jew said Hari Alai Ayla, and the guy said Mashama Se Alai, whatever he's giving, I'm giving, so that's Chal. That's Nidrin. That's sort of the subject. Doesn't mean they're the subject, that they're the Ayla, but it means that they're the ride along with the Ayla. Now I once heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, he gave a shiur on the pasuk Uri Tzafin Ubayi Teiman. He gave a shiur, the Gemara says that Goyim are only allowed to bring an Ayla. This Gemara. That's Tzafin. Every Ayla is shechted in the Tzafin of the Beis Hamikdash. What is Tema? What Shechtin in the whole Beis Hamikdash? He says El Mekayman. Shtasa B'chol Makayim. That's a Shlomim, something that you could eat, that the donor could eat from. That's Shchitasa B'chol Makayim Ba'azara. And Ayla is Shchitasa B'tzafin. You only bring in the Tzafin. So, the way he explained it, that a guy only brings in Ayla, is that the Avaida of a guy is to understand there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's Ruach Nias, and Ayla means you make something totally to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Avaida of a Yid, Uri Tzafin Ubayi Teimo. The Beis Hamikdash was stood, the Shechita B'Tzafin was moved, and now there's Shechita anywhere. A Yid could bring any carbon. A Yid's Avaida is to take Ayla Mazeh and be Mekadish it. to take, even you're supposed to eat. You make a broch and you eat, so you give kedusha to the food. So the yidz avayda is not the carbon oil necessarily. The yidz avayda is the carbon shlamim, to be able to eat it and to bring kedusha into the eating of oilam hazeh. A sheik and a guy don't understand. The priest by them has to practice celibacy, at least in theory. So why? Because by a guy, if it's holy, then it's totally spiritual. The idea to make physical spiritual, that's the avayda of a year. That was
like
his thing.
Rav Chaim said, by bread, it has a spiritual component.
Rav Chaim, right there. That's what he explained, that idea. Okay, so that's why it's the guy's thing, only to bring a carbon island. Zakti Gemara, ve'einai mi'ebeve imai nesachim. Don't you think the guy brings nesachim? Umaisa nesachim, loylikli shares. When you bring nesachim as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, there was meiser nesachim. The Gemara talks about it later in this Masechta, that whenever you brought flour or oil, you always had to top it off, so to speak. You had to give a little extra, because there's always a spillage, there's a little more. So you always did a little extra. Now, if it didn't spill, it ended up, it was extra oil. It was extra flour. So meiser nesachim likli shares. So here, Chapa the Gemara is saying that the guy is allowed to bring the nesachim. And the extra nesachim goes to a klisharis. Ino nimtza, maybe davar mesoyim. Turns out, he's bringing klisharis. Klisharis is a davar mesoyim, is a distinctive object. What do you say to this kasha?
It's also indirect. Huh? They're not a direct.
You say the kasha. Yeah. We said a guy can't bring a davar mesoyim, but here the leftovers of the guy's donation becomes a davar mesoyim. So Gemara is going to answer what seems obvious to us. The guy's not bringing the davar mesoyim.
Right.
It's indirect. The Gemara answers. Hesiv Rabbi Yosi Barabbain. Vataninan. Nerchin v'archin. He answered his question with another question. It says a guy could give erichin. Loyla bedek habayis inun. That money of erichin goes to bedek habayis. Heich ma'adat omer tamon. So what are you going to say? It's also, bedek habayis is also davar mesoyim. Heich ma'adat omer tamon l'shmayim hu miskavin. U'ma'elayim e'boim. What are you left to say? That he is mechavin to give it to Shemayim. They turn into a distinctive thing by the Bedek Habayis. The same thing here with the leftover of the Nesachim. He makes the Nesachim to bring a carbon. And Memela, the leftover comes. So it's not that the guy gives a distinctive thing. The guy gives. And Memela, the distinctive item, comes about. Ma ovad lo Rav Shimon ben Lakish. What does Rav Shimon ben Lakish do? Do what he owes even a davar sheino mesuyim ki he can't bring. Pasalah loy lachem v'lanu liv nois beis alakenu. He learns it from the pasuk of Ezra that when it comes to the building or the maintenance of beis alakenu, that a guy is not allowed to give. Chizki amar Rav Simon shoal meyata, say from here. And again, shoal means say from here. Ei mekablu mehen la'am asamayim ulechay mesayir umigdalay seha. You're not supposed to accept from the goyim for the upkeep of Yerushalayim either, for the amasamayim, for the waterworks, chay mesayir, the defense of the city, migdalay seha, its towers. Al shem shenemar v'lochem ein chelek, that they should have no chelek. So halavai. We should have no Goyim in Yerushalayim, and none of them should have a Chelek in Yerushalayim. We're ending up, since we learned this all out of Ezra, by Ezra, the enemies of the Jews, the Kutim, they wanted to participate, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the upkeep of Yerushalayim, and Ezra said nothing doing. So from there we learn to leave them out.
I don't think Mordechai mentioned anything about Tamei.
What?
Carbon will be Tamei from the...
It's interesting. The carbon bitame, that's why they can't bring the Nesachim. They would have to buy the Nesachim in the Beis HaMikdash. But you're right, they can't bring some that's tame. That's not tame. But it's okay, because they won't bring the Nesachim, they'll give money and the Nesachim will come.
Because
the Gemara is not dealing with that aspect of it. It's not relevant to the point. Okay, so we're done with this sugya of a guy bringing. Hope you noticed the style of the Yerushalmi, very different than the Bavli. No involved kashas and answers and lishitosums. You bring it, you ask a kasha, you say a teretz, we go on to the next thing.
From here it's mashma that, it's mainly because of the fact that we don't want to give the zechut to the goy, but the one Mitzrayim, not Mitzrayim, we don't want to look at it and see that, you know, he gave or not. Which is it? Is it because we don't want to give the zechut, or is it because of the fact that, you know, we're going to look at it and say, goy donated it?
Combination?
Well, when they're building it, that's also because of this pasuk. Lebesayif, when it's a donation, we would really allow it, but if it's a davar mesuyim, then we don't want. So in the building, we don't give the zechus in the building. Later, they can bring a carbon island. So they should be able to bring other things. The reason they don't bring other things is if it's a davar mesuyim. That's what we're saying. Okay, and I believe the Mishnah Berurah brings this regarding shuls also, when the guy gives to a shul. So I guess the toilet paper is not a davar mesuyim. Stop. But, pareiches is a davar mesuyim. You know, except from guy. Okay, masnisa de remeya. Now, the parentheses is like, oh, mamar, if the price is masnisa. We now go on to a new concept. And again, this is a concept. You're learning shkolim, so you bump into it. It's mentioned in Shas here and there, but it's here. The concept of kalboin. We had in the Mishnah kalboin. That there's a surcharge, kalboin. A surcharge. There was a surcharge that was added to the matzis ha-shekel. We said it's a ma or a chatzi ma, which is about an eighth. Or a 16th was added as a charge, to the Machzis HaShekel. When you get Machzis HaShekel, you have to give a little extra. We said in the Mishnah, if you're giving for someone else, then you don't have to give it. Because you're doing a chesed, you're giving someone else, you don't have to give the kalbay. But if you're giving for yourself, then you're obligated to give an extra small amount of money. Why? So we looked at Mishnah, I told you that there are expenses. A banker has expenses. You got to pay a banker to run his business. It's her expenses. Now that's the Chachomim Shita. Remeir holds it's a Dairaisa. Remeir holds, and we're going to see now Remeir holds that it's a Din Dairaisa, Xeris HaKosuv, that you have to add to it. From which Pasuk? Let's see the Gemara. Mastisa de Remeir. Domer Remeir, Kashem Sheshiklei Taira, Ka Kalbainai Taira. In the Mishnah, we'll see in a minute which part of the Mishnah goes to. See in a second. Which says, just like giving a shekel is dairaisa, giving the extra kalbain is also taira, is also dairaisa. Kesavra meyer, benoisein shikloi sholem, shuchayiv bekalbain. Remeya holds, even to give a full shekel. In other words, two people get together, give a full shekel, he's still chayiv in the kalbain. Domra meyer. Hashem took a fiery coin. They should give like this. Now we already know Chachamim dashin zayitnu yud beishvatim yitnu. He dashin zayitnu that Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him a coin of fire. They said that's what you got to give. So how in the world do you see from that you have to give a kalbain? Hashem sort of a coin of fire. How do you see you give a kalbain from there? So there are two pshatim here in the Mefarshim. Either that when God shows a coin, it's a newly minted coin. It's a coin that has looks new. Most coins get rubbed out over time. You handle a coin, some of the silver gets rubbed off. So because we're afraid some of the silver gets rubbed off, we give a kalbain. So the kalbain is a deraisa, different kind of deraisa. It's like a deraisa because coins tend to get rubbed off, you give the kalbain. Others say that it's because when you take silver out of ore, you can't get 100% pure silver. You know, you can get 90% pure silver. You know, today they have 99.9% silver. There's never 100% pure silver. God had 100% pure silver when Hashem showed. So when you're going to give a coin of silver, it's missing something. So you have to give the extra kalbain in order to fill it in. Now that is the pshat in Remeir. We're going to get now into Remeir more. I want to make a side point. I spoke out both times we learned that there are two ways to learn the idea of Matzis HaShekel. One way to learn is that's just a practical thing. You have to be able to buy karbanis. So, mainly you need a Matzis HaShekel. We called it a shkola, a hegdish dikadin. It's a din in the base of Mikdash. You have to have money to buy carbon tzibur, so the tzibur has to give. If that's true, why am I giving money to the base of Mikdash? They're gonna spend it. They're gonna buy animals. So who cares if it's rubbed out a little? It's still, if it's Ayva L'Seicher, it's the same thing. If you and I, we get a quarter. We care if the quarter is rubbed more, rubbed less, who cares? As long as you go to the store and they accept it, it's the same quarter. If the money only represents what you could buy, so this whole thing doesn't make sense. Who cares? Yeah, rubbed out, Nish rubbed out. They weren't a makriv of the coins on the Mizbeach. They used it to buy things. So if it's only a kachim dikadin, who cares if it's rubbed out? It's not rubbed out. My nafkamina. However, if you learn, like we said, the Kavanas HaRambam, that really they're two distinct mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, like the Rambam has it as a zmanim dikah mitzvah. It's to say this man, that there's an idea, just like you shake a lulav on Sukkis, min ha-taira, and you blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah min ha-taira, you give a matzis ha-shekel. It's a mitzvah, and it has this man, it doubles up, that later you use it as a carbon. But the giving of the coin is itself a ma'isa mitzvah. Then it's very geschmack, just like you have a lulav. You want the lulav to be complete. You don't want it to be cut off at the tip. What you're doing the mitzvah with should be complete. Sounds very geschmack. The coin you're giving has to be complete. If it's incomplete, then it's missing in the mitzvah. So that's why the kalbay was there to fill in the extra, because you're allowed to give, you can give, you don't have to give a machzah shekel, you can give 2 dinarim. You have to give the value of it, but it has to be full. In order to be full, you give the kalbay. So we have here again, for a third time, this musik, this idea, machzah shekel is not just to be able to bring a carbon, it's also the din of the mitzvah of the time to give the matzah sashek.
So the
carbon
is not for the banker or the
shulchani? Not according to
a mayor. Okay? The according to a mayor, the extra amount is not for the shulchani. Okay. And we'll see a little more about that in a minute. Alright, we're up to the two dots, almost halfway down. Dalet Amud Beis. Nosan Sela Litol Shekel. Chayiv Shnekel Bainos. Nosan Sela. So I told you, a Sela is a shekel. No, if you gave the banker a sela, lito shekel. Shekel here means a machtes a shekel. So you gave him the sela, and he's giving you change, half a shekel. Makes sense. Chayiv shnei kulbanais. You need two. Now here, it needs some sort of a hesber. Why does it need two? So Amar Rav Elazar, the Remeyahi. Rav Elazar says it's Remeyer. The Tanya Elu Chayavim Bekalbain, Kalbain Echad, Remeyer Aymer, Beis Kulbanais. It's Remeyer. Now why would it be Remeyer? So the way they explain, Koit Remeyer, you need one for the expense of the banker. No, you do need one Kalbain for the banker, that's an expense. Mm-hmm. Plus, you need the Deraisa, the Xeris HaKosov. So Mela, like Remeyer, you end up with two Kalbainais. If you're taking change, you need two kalbainas. One to pay the banker for providing change, and one for the dairaisa. Umar Rav, it's Omar Rav. I told you that in the Bavli, olives are missing all over the place. So it's Omar Rav. Divrei HaKoyali, everybody holds two. And it's not only Remeyer. Everybody holds you give two. Domer Remeyer, Echad Shekel. Shahaya Noisein. Ve'echad Shekel Shu Noitel, Ve'echad Ledivrei Taira. Rav says that a normal person without Remeyer, the Chachamim hold two kalbainos. Plus, like Remeyer, a third one. Why two? So this is tricky. The way it says here in the Mefarshim is you give one, you're giving a sela to the banker to get two shkalim change. So right away, you need a kalbain. Anytime you give change, you need a kalbain. Plus, you're getting a machzis ha-shekel. This time of the year, the matzah shekel was a shortage in Yerushalayim. You see, in Yerushalayim, even if you sent, let's say a city collected $1,000 worth of shkalim, they sent $1,000 to them. In Yerushalayim, they had to change it for matzah shekel. So I told you, they put it into this room. That room was full of silver coins. So there was a shortage of matzah shekels. So there was an extra kalbain for the, just because the matzah shekel was hard to come by. So one for change. And one, because you're taking a matzah shekel back, and Leira Meir, one more for the Dairaisa. So again, the chiddush of this piece of Gemara is that if you give a shekel and take back a half a shekel, a change, that you need two kalbainos. One, because you're changing, and one, because you're taking a matzah shekel, of which there was a shortage.
So the banker is collecting for the mikdash?
So the banker, we'll see in a minute, Gemara will say what the banker does with it. Al daiti de Rav, Gibel Kablainis Inun. Rav says that, like Rameya, there were three Kablainis, one for the Deraisa and these two.
Who gets the
Gemara will say in a Misay. Asa, Reb Yirmiya, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak, B'shem Rav, Shloisha Kablainis Inun, Echad Shekel Shu Naisein, one, because he's giving a coin to get change, Echad Shekel Shu Naitel, one, because he's taking a Masa Shekel, V'echad L'Divrei Torah, and one for the Deraisa. Okay, the Gemara will ask where it goes. The last Gemara in the parak will get to it, I think. Ha'achim v'ashutvim shechayavim b'kalvim p'turim b'maisa b'ayim. And here, I have to stop and explain an idea. When we say brothers and shutvim, we're referring here to brothers who inherit the father's Yerusha. So two brothers inherit the father's money. Now, in halacha, we recognize the idea of an estate in the sense that when a man dies and he leaves over, he leaves over $1,000. So each son is going to get $500, assuming there's no Bukhar issue. Each son is going to get $500. However, when the father dies, there's no $500 that belongs to him and $500 that belongs to him. The whole $1,000 belongs to both of them. When a man dies and leaves Yerusha, all the Yarshim own everything. Ha'achim shechalku. So, lekuchei say, they're like selling to each other. So if two brothers survive and get $1,000 or a field, the whole field belongs to each one. Each one is a 50% owner. And then when they divide, it's like doing a business deal. But until they divide, it still belongs to the father's estate. My nafkamina, two nafkaminas. Shutvim apata for maisa behema. If you and I own a pregnant cow, so it's, you own animals, so there's no meiser on the behemas that come from it. However, if the father died, he left animals in the estate, it's considered to have one owner. The estate is the one owner, and it's still chayiv in maisa behema. So achim, until they divide, are considered one estate. So that's a chumrah, that the brothers still have to give maisa behema. It's also a kula. Why? If a father gives shkalim for two sons, does he have to get a kalbayim? We said the Mishnah, if you give fathers, you don't have to give a kalbayim. So when the father gives for the two sons, he doesn't have to give a kalbayim. If the sons give for themselves, they do. So here we're saying that halacha recognizes the concept of an estate. The estate means that until the brothers divide, they can give without the kalbayim.
Right.
They can give from the estate for both of them, and they save themselves the kalbayim.
Right.
So if they have a good accountant, the accountant tells them, wait, don't divide the estate, wait until December 31st at night or whatever it is, wait until you give the Matzah Shekel in Adar, and then that way you save how much? A kalbayim is 32 prutas. You save 32 cents.
Maisa behema they give.
What?
Maisa behema
they'll
give.
They'll have to give, okay.
But so, isn't this preventing, remember we had a thing where there has to be under the tent that they didn't bring it,
it doesn't apply to kalbayim. Kalbayim, you put them a kalbayim and it's not cheating yourself out of the maises. Now,
none of the three components do they have to give?
They have to give no kalbayim, right. When the Mishnah said that.
The
question is, according to a mayor, why you don't have to give? I don't know. Maybe your mayor argues with this. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Mishnah said, if you shekel de acher, you don't have to give a kalbayim. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Now, if brothers divide, and they change their mind, they put it all back together again. So we're going to have to see how that works. If the potter for meiser, the chayim and kalbayim, obviously, if we consider it going back to an estate, why should you consider it? We'll see in the Gemara. But if you consider it back to the estate, it's a kula for one, a chumra to the other. If you consider them plain shutfim, which just happen to be brothers, then it's the reverse. So the Gemara is going to deal with that now. Once they divide, then they're separate people. And even if they keep the business going as a shutfis, they're like regular shutfim. When Read it again. Hachem v'shutun shchevim v'kaptirim v'maisi b'ema b'shechalku v'chazrim v'nishtatfim. They divided and then came together to be a shutfis. It's a new shutfis. So they're like two people. Chayav v'maisi b'ema p'turim v'nakal v'ayim b'shalechalku. If the brothers never divided, they're not dividing. They're running the business as a continuation of the estate. So then it's still like it's the father's. Omer Rebbe Lazar. You notice the Aleph is missing in his name. Lazar. That's how Hasidim got the name Lazar, right? Amar Rabbi Lazar, v'hein shacholku gediyim k'nege tiyashim k'nashim k'nege gediyim. If when the brothers divided, they said, look, our father left 100 cows and 200 goats. So normally you say, you get 50 cows, I get 50 cows, you get 100 goats, I get 100 goats. So if they didn't do that, if they said, look, you take all the goats, I'll take all the cows, actually, Gedeim are,
Gedeim have goats,
and Tiyashim are, male sheep.
Rams.
So if they divided, not in a predictable way, that's a chalukah. They said one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. Then, hu chelkai mishah rishayna. That's his chelik from the beginning, meaning to say, that if they put it back together, then it goes back to the estate. It goes back to a name of an estate. He says, no, once they divide, it's all over. If they make a shutfis again, it's a regular shutfis, and they put them in a meiser. Kehudet tanin and tamon, like we learned, halakuach, bishnit lei b'matana, put them in a meiser. If you buy animals, or it's given to you as a matana, you put the ma'isa behema. You only chayiv a ma'isa behema if the animal is born in your rishus. But otherwise, you potter from ma'isa behema. Reb Chia Amar Reb Yirmiya, boy, for lama les non amrin. Listen to this question. What do we say? We said sometimes you chayiv a ma'isa potter in kalbay. Sometimes potter a ma'isa chayiv in kalbay. So he says, Amar Reb Yirmiya, boy, I have a question. Loma less non amrin. Non is like anon. I'm missing it. Loma less anon amrin. Why don't we say pamim shechayavim bezel bezeh pamim shepturim bezel mizeh? I can figure out a case: the chayiv in kalbayin and meiser, potter in there one and potter in the other. Now you're going to start thinking of some ingenious case. Listen to what he says. Hey chavida, how can I have such a case? So skip the parentheses. Cholku hanechosim. If they divided the money, but not the animal is still in an estate. It's not shutfis, it's chayav meiser. The money is divided, so everyone gives a kalbayin. Cholku habehema v'loy cholku hasanachosim. They divided the animals, and they didn't divide the rest of the property. The animals is now shutfis if they go back together. And Mashiach, the kalbayin, it's still the father's. That's not such a lumda shakasha. He's saying, I could figure out a case. It's a big deal to figure out the case. You know, they didn't divide this, they didn't divide that. It's an easy case. But the Gemara says not necessarily so. Omar Amana. Hada da'at Omar. This which you're saying, that if they divided everything except the animals, it's a division. But shaloi hoisa behema roiv. That's if the animal is not roiv of the estate. How could you say it's still an estate? You'll understand that if they can divide the estate and they leave over small amounts of things they didn't divide, that's called dividing the estate. If they go back together again, it's a new shutfis. So the Gemara is saying that in a case where the animals are rife of the estate, a man that was his business, he was in the animal business. So they divide the animals, even though they didn't get around to dividing the household things. So that is considered a chalukah, and memela for the kalbayin, it's also considered to be a chalukah. Reb Abin Omar Reb Simi, boy, b'pneisha siyasan ka'adam echadei tamaisa behema at poitrei min a kalbayin, because you make them like one person, legabe maisa behema, you're going to pat him from a kalbayin. Because he's chayiv and ma'isa behema, because the estate is in effect, is that necessarily machrit? Does that force that you put him in a kalbayin? Omalei loishan yehi is nipeferish. Shunais is sela echad shleima. He gives one sela. Must be a brisa. He says a sela. Me'ata afilo cholku v'chazum v'dishtatfu chayavim b'maisa behema upturim in hakalbayin v'taninon chayavim b'kalbayin upturim b'maisa behema. And if it's a second taninon, if they do it a second time, they divide a second time, then the chay b'kalbayin upturim b'maisa behema. So what are we saying? That one is dependent on the other. If you call it a chalukah, then it's a chalukah for both. And if not, it's not. Okay, so this is the concept of kalbayin, which we're now familiar with. Rav Ba, now Rav Ba is Rav Abba, right? It's the same thing. I'm just pointing out the missing olives. You know, if you ever get around to learning the rest of Yerushalmi, you know, at least you'll remember these pointers. Anyway, Rav Ba, b'shem Abba, bar Rav Huna.
And then they have an olive.
What? Yeah, once in a while they have olives, and sometimes they don't. I don't know what the rule is. It's hard enough for me to know the dig-dug of the languages we do speak. I don't know why sometimes we have it. Rabbah b'shem Abba. Maybe Abba meant daddy. Bar Rav Huna. He. Shnei achim shiyarshu es aviyem. He shnei gisin shiyarshu es chamiyem. It's the same rule for two brothers that yarshin their father, or two brothers-in-law that Yarish and the father-in-law, a man died without children, falls to the daughter's family. Lehech, period. Now, you asked earlier, Lehech an hoyu akablanis naiflim, who got the kalbayin? That's what you asked before, who got the kalbayin? Ramei raimel ishkalim. It went in the path with all the other shkalim. Rav Leza Omer, in the Dava, it was used as donations. Shishazuri Omer, Rikuazov Tzipu Lubez Kodesh HaKadoshim. They made sheets of gold that were used as a decoration for the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ben Azai says the thing we would have said. Ben Azai Aymer Shulchanim Ayunaitu Naisam Bischaran. That the bankers take it as their pay. Via Shaymerim Latzah Sadrachim. Or for travel expenses. So I'm not sure why the other man, the Yamrim, don't say this. The Chacham and Pashin hold that that's why the money was given. Rakapanim, these are the opinions of what happened with the kalbayin. So we have been introduced now in the first parak to a lot of ideas that we weren't familiar with. You know, one year in yeshiva we learned mikvahs. We learned mikvahs, how to build a mikvah from scratch. We learned in the kail, we were learning mishnayis and the halacha. So the summer before we were planning to learn mikvahs, I was cheated. I prepared. I learned the mishnayis in the summer. When I came, you know, people think I know this stuff. So I prepared the Mishnahis. My father, Oliver Shalom, was there. We're in the country. And I started talking, and you know, when you learn Mikvahis, you have a lot of expressions that you don't have anywhere else. You know, Ashbayrin, and Zeichlin, and all these expressions. So my father was familiar with it. So I asked my father, where do you know Zeichlin, and where do you know these expressions? So my father told me, when you learn Daf Yomi, you don't know where you heard it. You don't know the rules of it. But you know the language. You know the language of Shas. If you know the language of Shas, so that's what it's about. I saw, regarding a Siyum, maybe I'll remember, I mentioned downstairs where I made a Siyum on Mishnayis, on Yom Tif. The Ikar of a Siyum is the Hadron Halach. So what it says is the Ikar of a Siyum. It's Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab in Zeis HaBracha. When he talks about a Siyum, he says, what's the Simcha of a Siyum? A lot of people come to a Siyum. I was kind of above a comma. I make a Siyum above a comma. Not just Daf Yomi people feel that way. Guys in Yeshiva who spend the whole year on it also feel that way. Rav Schwab is a beautiful shtickle. It's a big chizik. He says, the Ikar of a Siyum is that you learn the language. He says, for example, someone learns Yevamis the first time. You start your vomits, you don't know what you're talking about. Taich, Zika, what Zika, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. It's hard to picture it. When you make a siyum, the simcha of a siyum is hadron halach. Is that now I can learn it. I know the language. He brings a beautiful raya. Listen to Schwab's raya. What's the makar for making a siyum? Shlomo HaMelech made a mishteh. When did Shlomo make the mishteh? If you look at Navi, he had a dream. In the dream, he chose Chachma. So Hashem gave him Chachma. The next day, he saw he got Chachma. He made a Mishteh. So from there, Mekansh, I said, Mishteh, the Gaimer Shotaira. You make a Siyum. So Schwab asked, what are you talking about? Shlomo HaMelech didn't learn anything. He got the wisdom to be able to learn. He made a mishnah the next day. So what does that have to do with a siyum? It's like Rav Schwab, it's a raya. A siyum is that now I have the chachma to be able to learn it on a different level. So that's the nekuda of a siyum. And now, if I learn it now, I'll know what kufra kapar is, I'll know what all these expressions are. I know the language of Torah. That's the thing I noticed very often. And it is that way. So now, we have to at least remember the yesoidis that we learned, the idea of the kalbein, and the two versions of why we bring a kalbein, etc. Next Mishnah. Okay, we're learning tomorrow's daf, but tonight is tomorrow, right? Zok the Mishnah. Mitzarfin shkolin ledarkoinois v'imnasi aderech. They used to do, let's say, you live in Tzvas, and they collect all the matzis ha-shekels. So now, there could be 10,000 people in Tzvas. How are you going to ship 10,000 matzis ha-shekels down to Yerushalayim? So they used to trade it for darkoinois, for larger coins. You might think you have to bring the matzah shekel. No, they brought larger coins to Yerushalayim. Now you have to know that in Yerushalayim, they then had to change it back to matzah shekels to put into that lishcha. It says that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though for them it's a pain in the neck, and maybe even an expense, they're going to have to change it. Nevertheless, you're allowed to change it to darkoinais b'mnei masi aderech. Kishem shayu shayfreis b'migdash, kacha you shayfreis b'medina. What are shayfreis? Shayfreis are the original pushkas. The original pushkas they had in the Beis HaMikdash was a shayfer. Why was it shaped like a shayfer? Because you can't get your hand in. It's narrow at the top, where it's a shayfer is open, it was sealed. You put the coin in the narrow part, you can't get your hand in. That was the pushka. So just like they had shayfers in the Beis HaMikdash, we learned Masechtas Tamid. They also had shayfreis in the Medina, Sheshalchu Eshekleia, Medina. They also had where you could put in the coins. Now here I have a question, which somebody asked yesterday. If you gave your matzah shekel in a shayfer, who kept track of who gave and who didn't give? To me, this is confusing. We learned yesterday, they went around and took a mashkin. So how did they know who gave and who didn't give? So I thought, you go, you give, you get a receipt. They keep a record. But if they had shayfreis, it's very confusing to me. Yeah, exactly. So money in the shayfer, who knows if he gave or he didn't give? Somebody so I don't know the answer to that, how it works.
Somebody was there.
That was their form of a safe. You gave it to somebody who had the record.
Yeah, there was somebody
there. There was
the shayfer in the Migdash wasn't that way. Shem the Migdash was, you gave without your name. Alright, maybe. Maybe they had to, I don't know.
I guess it was some sort of honor system.
Maybe it was an honor system, but then it's hard to get a mashkin from someone.
How do you go after people who paid or didn't pay?
Honor system, there's a story in Nach where they had an honor system. We lay in a Parshish Kala. They had an honor system. Yeah. They made a deal. The King Asa had this brilliant idea. I shouldn't make fun of him. He had this brilliant idea that in the Beis HaMikdash, why do we need accountants? Why do we need cheshbonos? We'll have a system like this. All donations, kainim just divide. All expenses, the kainim just take care of all the expenses. You don't have to keep cheshbon. Every year there are donations and there. So we'll just do it that way. So, kainim can take donations and then they fix whatever has to be fixed. So naturally what happened? When it came to giving donations, there were plenty of kainim. When it came to fixing, there weren't enough kainim. So they had to retract the system. So that was the, as far as the honor system went. Anyway, back to the Mishnah. B'nei Yair sheshalchu eshekleia v'nignavu. You have here the people, let's say in Tzfas. They gather their coins. And not Tzfas, it could be people in Brooklyn. It's not only Eretz Yisrael. People in Chutzlars also have to send their coins. They sent their coins. V'nignavu eshavdu. And on the way they got stolen. They got robbed or lost. Who takes the loss? Does the donor take the loss? Or does Hegdish take the loss? So it says as follows. Now here we're going to have to halt up for the longest. If Nisrima HaTruma, if they already took the Truma, meaning, if you're late, you're past the deadline, and as the money is being shipped in the Beis HaMikdash, they already separated the Truma, then this money is hekdishes. Then Yishbaylik is barim. Then the Shimer who lost it has to have it entire with the Gizbar. Imlav, if the money was not yet separated, Yishbaylik b'nei Yair, b'nei Yair shekel tachtayim. You swear to the b'nei Yair and they have to give the money again.
They're put there.
So here, you have to out cop. What do we say? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they're gonna pull out coins. So I go ahead of time. I go in the 10th of Adar, I give my money, I give it to a shliach, he's on the way. He gets robbed. If he gets robbed before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's my problem. The money didn't get there. I have to replace it. If it got robbed on the way after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's Hegdish's loss. Why?
There we enter.
Why is it Hegdish's loss? My money didn't get there. So we're going to have an idea in the Gemara that the Madiyama of this Mishnah, he holds that in the Beis HaMikdash, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the Kayan went in and he took the coins, he said, I'm taking, they didn't take every coin, there were leftover coins in the room, right? Took boxes of coins. He said, I'm taking on Das the coins that are here, and on Das the coins that are on the way. So Memela, it worked that that money became Hegdish money. You follow?
Good.
As soon as he separated, that money became Hegdish money, and then Yishbayin Lag is bar. So let's see it again in the Mishnah.
Didn't it become property of Hegdish as soon as it left the possession of the owner?
No, because who appointed the Shliach? He was the one that appointed the messenger.
Oh, it wasn't an official.
It wasn't Hegdish, right? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says again,
unless they're Federal Express.
B'nei Yair, Sheshach or Sheklaim, again from the fourth line in the Mishnah. Nigdavu Aishavdu. In this Ruma Truma, if the Truma is already separated, again, we're not talking about Truma food, fruit. We're talking about Truma, Truma Salishcha, the coins are separated, Nishban the Gizbar. Then the Dintayr is with the Gizbar. Imlav, Nishban le B'nei Yair. Nishban means the Shliach has to swear that it was stolen to the people of the city. B'nei Yair, Shekel Tachtem. Nimtsu. What was it? If he gave the money, and now the Ganovim came and gave it back? Guess what? Elu ve'elu shkolim inen l'shana haba. Not fair. Hegdish wins. Because you're magdish this, you're magdish that. Bad news, you lose both of them. Zok to Gemara. We said you can change it into a large bill. Oh, so Gemara's going to talk. There's a rule, Einish Boyin, like Desha. So the bottom line, we're going to get to it.
Yeah, bono, no?
Good. Frekta Gemara. Yasu Oysan Margolios. Why are you changing these coins into other coins? You're still a schlep. You have to send 10,000 coins with Tzvas Yerushalayim. You're going to change it to the biggest coins. It's still a schlep. Yasu Oysan Margolios. Buy diamonds, and you can take 10,000... shkolim in one little diamond.
Fluctuates in the price.
So to Gemara, Shema Tazel Hamagolios, Venimsa Hegdish Mafsin. If you're gonna take it into diamonds, the diamonds may go down in value, and Hegdish ends up losing. Kaida Taninon Taman, like we learned before us, Vekula Niftim Bekesev Ubishava Ketzef, Chutz Mishkolim. It could be Paida.
I'm sorry, who's to say these other coins though go up and or down?
One second, that's a good question. One second. For kula niftem bekesef u'bishava kesef, it could be paida the kabayis money in anything you want. Chutz mishkalim, they ain't paida in bekalim, and you can't be paida with kalim. Because why can't you be paida with kalim? I'm Rashi Rabbi Yitzchak Shem Yezilu Hakalim Nimsa Hegdish Mafsid Afachanami Shem Atazal Magaylois V'Nimsa Hegdish Mafsid. So you have to know that what it could go up, it could go down. Don't invest Hegdish's money.
Yeah,
invest your money. Hegdish's money we don't invest. Now the question was asked, value of money goes up and down also. In the eyes of Halacha, money is constant. If I lend you $1,000 and there's a terrible inflation, the value of money goes down. Let's say I lent you $1,000 in 1965. And now I finally catch up with you. Say, fine, no problem, give you $1,000. You know, in 1965, I could have bought a house in Borough Park for $1,000. Now you give me back $1,000, you know, I can't even buy, a bicycle's cost $1,000 today. So halacha is that you only have to pay me $1,000. You have to ask me mechila, you have to even fayas me. But as far as what you owe me, halacha views money as constant. There has to be a constant. You can't have a basket of goods. So money is always the constant. The Gemara calls it tibba uperi. Tibba, coin, is constant, and all types of merchandise are peri, fluctuate. That's the rule.
Ice is not ribbis?
What?
It's not ribbis.
There's no ribbis if you give extra money for it. A guy that give extra money.
No. The Rebbe said that you have to be mafias for not that.
If you borrowed. You have to get mechila for him for giving the money later, but Yitaki can't give him extra money. If you've stolen 65 and you're paying back now, then you can pay extra. Aganiv, there's no Isaribis on Aganiv paying extra money afterwards. Sometimes we have people as Mishailas, they have gotten off and was stolen from them. And the court awards the Geneva plus interest. So the interest till today, you could take. Till today it's a Geneva. And he owes you money. So he stole from you. You can give interest on Geneva. After the day of the court judgment, the court usually has ongoing that you can't take. Zokim Rabbi Milva. Once there's a court psak, it becomes a halva, and then you can't take. So you can take on Geneva and not on that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Masnisa, the first word on the line. Masnisa betiklin chaditin. Our Mishnah is talking about new coins. Aval betikla atikin loibada. It doesn't apply to tiklin atikin. So let me explain. Tiklin chaditin are this year's shkalim. Chaditin means chadash. Chadashin. The coins of this year, so the rule applies. He said it with a shliach and the whole rule applies. However, by tiklin atikin, if you're going to pay back the money from the previous year, it's already past the deadline of the previous year, and you're paying it later, laibada, then the halacha doesn't apply, and I think, I'm just taking a look, they're always bishus b'nei ha'ir. So if you're paying last year's, then it's always your responsibility. If you're paying the current year's, so then we have this rule that when they take the coins, they're taking it on for you as well.
I'm assuming the svara is that when the kohen goes in and says, I'm taking all the money that's in transit, is to make everybody shutvin in this.
The svara is to make everyone shutvin in this carbon.
But if you're paying last year.
Last year's. That's not a shutvin. Exactly. But Tony Kane, atikim b'migdash, vein atikim b'medina. The old coins get a din of Maaseh Shekel when they get to the Beis HaMikdash, and not when they're in the Medina. So that's one chilek in the Mishnah. A second chilek. Masisa b'shaymer chinam. The shaymer is potter. Hegdish takes the loss. Or the Bnei Yair take the loss. Oh, but shaymer sacha loy bada. Our Mishnah is not talking about a shaymer sacha. The shaymer sacha, the shaymer has to pay. Am Rababa, filotema b'shaymer sacha. Ah, your shaymer sacha has to pay on Geneva. Right, Gneva Vaveg, the Shem Sacha pays. Let me just finish. Nigdavu, Ballista Mizuyim. If it's, Shem Sacha is potter, if the thieves came, armed thieves is oinis, and they're potter. Avdu, Commission Tivisvinas Abiyam, if a boat sunk in the yam, that's a total oinis. So then even a Shem Sacha is also potter.
Even after they took the Truma? He's still responsible?
Shai Masachar is still responsible. Because the Shai Masachar is a Chiyam Mamin.
No, but they took the Truma, right?
They took, so he's going to have to pay the Gizbar.
He pays the Gizbar.
Whoever he gave the loss to is the one that he has to pay.
He pays the Bailam and the Gizbar.
Amar Reb Yusti.
Justin.
Okay. Amar Reb Justin, Reb Si is now the Yiddish name. Reb Simain. Asya Kamandi Yama, Tarman Alagovi. Follow us in Ligvice. This Mishnah goes, as I explained, like the Madiyama, when you take the boxes of coins, the Truma, you do Al HaGavoy, and what was collected, follow us in Ligvice, and that which is, well, the language us in Ligvice really means on that, which is still gonna be finished, the Gaviyah, it's still gonna get there. Baram Kamadiyama, ain't time Alay HaGavoy, Vala us in Ligvice, Lay Bida. Our Mishnah doesn't apply. If you hold that the Truma is not on the stuff in transit, then it always belongs to the Bnei Ha'ir. Okay, so now, the Gemara goes on the next piece of the Mishnah. Omer Abelaza, Derb Shimini, Derb Shimon Oimer, Kachim Shuchai Bachriyasan, Kinachas Avhein. We have a rule, Einish Boyin, on Hegdeishais, Yeah. Our Mishnah that says you swear is going like Reb Shimon, who said, even if it's Hegdish, but if there's a person who's Chayav Bachri Yusan, Kin Nechosav Hain, you could swear, even though the animal's Hegdish, you have a carbon. Somebody says, Harei Alai Oila. And then he takes the Oila. That Oila is Hegdish. Still, you could swear on it, because a Hegdish stands to lose. When I say swear, you have to know, a Shomer who's watching something, and it gets stolen in a way, his potter has to swear. How many shavuos? Close.
Three.
That's really had in class. I was trying to hack around. How many shavuos?
Three.
Three shavuos. Yeah, no. A shavuos. Shena b'shusai. I don't have it. A shavuos that it was stolen, and a shavuos shaloi shalachti bayad. Three shavuos that a shomer swears. Yeah. Getting back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimoni, Shimon Omer, Kachim, Shuchai Bachriyusa, Kedachas Avein. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Divri Akali, Mishur Shvuas Takana. Rabbi Yechon says no. Min HaTayri don't swear on Hegdish. Shvuas Takana, this is a Rabbanon. Rabbanon made a Takana to keep the Shlichim honest that you're going to have to swear, even though we don't normally swear on Hegdish. Ayin Dalid, Yikadi Amri, Al daite, Rabbi Yechanan Nicha. Koy Rabbi Yechanan, who says you swear midrabanan, it's good. Nishban legizbarim, you swear to the gizbar. From lav nishban lebnei yair, ubnei yair shaklan achem tachteim. Amish is very good. If you hold to takana, you swear to the people or to the gizbar. Bishush was takana. Elo Rabbi Lazar, nishban lebnei yair. When you swear for the Bnei Ha'ir, in other words, they send coins, and they're going to have a loss, that's good. Hadihi Dereb Shimon, that's very good, it makes sense, they're going to have a loss, so you swear. But Nishban LeGizbarim, Gizbarim Ayavidatayu. Why are you swearing for the Gizbarim? The Gizbarim, that's Hegdish. Gizbarim don't have a loss, they're only the people in charge. So why do you swear? So Rabbi Elazar has to answer, Nishban l'bnei yair, b'maymen ha-gizbarim. They swear to the bnei yair. The bnei yair don't have a loss, but they're upset. Their money didn't get there. Then they sent them. You swear to them, but the gizbarim are there. Ke'echad olelech shedinu, so there should be no cheshad that the money got to the gizbarim. They took it. Inami, dolei nishvuluhu paishim, so that nobody should say, the shluchim are paishim, so therefore they swear. Even though the Bnei Yair are willing to pay, you have to swear either because Leilich Shadinu or the Lein Ishvilahu Paishim. And one more piece of Gemara. Hifrish Shiklai Va'avad. What happens if I separate my shekel and I lost it, I didn't give it to a shliach? Rabbi Yechanan I Machai Bachri Yusei at Shishanan LeGizbar. We're not talking, he's sending it from a different city. I'm Yerushalayim. I separate a coin. Until I give it to the Gizbar, I'm responsible. Shem Ben Lakish Aymer, Hegdish Pashus Gavaya, B'chomokim Shehu. Now listen to this. He's saying, if I take a coin, I say, this is Hegdish. Even if I lose it, it's still Hegdish. Where did I lose it? It's somewhere in the street. It's Hegdish. It fell into the sewer, it's Hegdish. It fell into the ocean, it's Hegdish. Hegdish had no loss. I don't have to replace it. I took the coin, said it's Hegdish. So wherever it is, it's still Hegdish.
It goes to that.
Why do you say the same thing when you give it to
the shliach? That's what Gemara's gonna ask. Good. Gemara's gonna ask the cash. So you say, there you give it to the shliach. So let's see what the Gemara says. Again. Shim ben lakish aymer. Hegdish b'shus kavaya b'chomakim shu. It's like the Gemara, Mastisa Pliga, Reb Shem Ben Lakish. Our Mishnah doesn't shtimu, Reb Shem Ben Lakish. It says, Nishban l'bnei yair, b'nei yair shekel tachteyem. It says in our Mishnah, you swear to b'nei yair, and they have to replace it. So why do you have to replace it? Doesn't make sense. Wherever it is, it's Hegdish. It's like the Gemara, loy oidhi mishum shuas takana. It's not so. Our Mishnah is a takana derabanan. That really, mikar adin, it's Hegdish wherever it is, you should be potter. But a takana derabanan, if you're going to ship it, to do it in a good way, be careful, they shouldn't be pesher when they ship it. So they made a takana that you have to replace it. But really, mikra din, wherever it is, it belongs to Hegdish. Okay. Tani, harishayim naifla tikvan chaditin, Hashniyim loifel letikin atikin. They've set in a price of the first ones. Someone didn't pay last year's and didn't pay this year's. He's sending both monies. So the first money you use for the new year, and the old second, like when you're done, Tushmei Esrus Tashlumen. Right, the first one is the Iker, and second is Tashlumen. So the Gemara, Elohein Rishayim, Elohein Shniyin, which are first and which are second? Reb Pinchas Bar Chia, Reb Abba, Mori, Chanamar Elu Sheshochu B'nei Ir Tchila. Some say the ones that they sent first, V'Charnoma Elu Shegiu L'dei Gizbarim Tchila, the ones that arrived first. The very love Dishu Achleikis. Which coins are the first coins to become Hegdish? Is it the ones I separate or the ones that get there? Now, according to Reb Shimon Lakish, when I separate it, it's Hegdish forever. It should be what I separate. But if you hold, like Reb Yechanan, it has to get there. So then it's the coins that get there. That seems to be the basis for the Machlaikis. Okay, so we've gotten a little bit ahead. This is actually most of tomorrow's daf. I think when the 5 days, we'll be able to do 6 plot. And then next week, we'll be a plot behind. So in the 5 days, we'll do 6 plot. We'll catch up by the end of the week and we'll worry about it next week.